Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, back to Purple Daily in just a moment. Business owners out there, Federated Mutual Insurance Company has all kinds of risk management resources to give you peace of mind. How helpful would it be for you to have employee training, for instance, at your fingertips? Industry resources that can help your business reach another level of success. Well, that's why Federated has recently launched MyShield, the online client destination for risk management resources. MyShield has resources such as safety training and videos, customizable risk management plans, workplace posters, employee handbook builders, and more. Find out more at federatedinsurance.com or download the app. And you can also find contact information for your Federated marketing representative. Remember, at Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. Get in the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and scorenorth.com.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Most make predictions and then never admit they're wrong. Yeah, that's not Mackie and Judd. This is the place where we just totally own our horrible predictions.
Write this down.
And eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
You like that? You like that?
All right, welcome into Purple Daily, the Wednesday episode every single week. Write that down, football edition. That's right, we've taken a longtime staple of the Mackie and Judd show, where we are the only show in America to make predictions and hold each other accountable. Most sports talking heads just throw stuff out there and hope that you forget about it. Stephen A. Smith once famously, not like before the season, but like leading into the NBA Finals, had the wrong prediction 7 consecutive years. Again, that's not like at the beginning of the season he predicts so-and-so. It's, nope, it's the Heat versus the Spurs, who you got? And he whiffed 7 years in a row, and they just tried to sweep it under the rug. No, no, no. We hold each other accountable. Phil Mackey, Judd Zolgad, and Declan Goff. And so every Wednesday on Mackey and Judd and on Purple Daily, we give 3 predictions each. If you're watching on our YouTube channel right now, you can see our ugly faces. This is how it works every single week on the Purple/Football edition. 3 Vikings or football-related predictions from everybody. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns for the predictions that are a little bit harder to achieve. And then if you want to be part of it, we're going to bring on Tyler as our guest listener predictor this week. You can send a DM to me at Phil Mackey or Declan at Dexus Tweets on Twitter, and we'll get you scheduled in. Are you guys ready for this today?
Let's do it.
Always ready for Write That Downs.
We haven't had that many things come off the board yet because we just started doing this on Purple Daily a few weeks ago. But I am pleased to say that the accountability session has brought a few things to the forefront here. Judd Zolgad predicted that Pat Mahomes would start for the Chiefs on Sunday and throw at least 2 touchdown passes.
Yeah! Because he had been hurt, and so there was some question when we did the segment.
Hey, no, check down Teddy's a thing. It's okay. That's totally
fine. I'm trying to just make very clear. Yeah. There's a very ballsy prediction.
You're Alex Smith padding your completion percentage with short bubble screen
passes.
That's just
great. You guys, that's in green, okay?
Yeah.
Make fun of me all you want.
Listen, no, you want to be Christian Ponder and just be a one-read guy? That's fine. That's fine.
Easily correctable.
Listen, I take shots down the field and sometimes they don't work. All right? Listen, I am throwing the ball down the field. I am Big Ben with a torn rotator cuff. I told you guys that Stephon Diggs would accumulate 200 yards of total offense in the AFC Championship game. I don't even think he got to 100.
No, it was very limited. Yeah. Yeah, they took him away.
And then I told you that Tom Brady would dagger the Packers with a fourth quarter or game-winning drive. And he did dagger the Packers, but they had the lead the whole time.
Right.
So technically this is wrong.
So hold on a second. You're telling me that if LaFleur allows Rodgers on fourth down to go for it and the Packers get the touchdown, and then they get the two-point conversion, and the game is tied, and Brady takes his team
even
down
for a
the
field,
field
goal.
For a field goal. Instead, your Spurgeon win.
It would have been a completion.
That would have hit.
Yeah.
A lot of red right there. My eyes are hurting. Does someone have sunglasses?
Wow.
Stop making fun of me. Because the listeners were even worse than me. That's right. Kip said Anthony Lynn will be the Vikings' next offensive coordinator.
He's going to the Lions. He's going to work for Man Campbell.
Man Campbell.
Anthony, come here. Let's eat some football start today.
Man Campbell.
Here.
That's right. We're going to take
You take the first bite of football.
We're going to take an Uzi and shoot your kneecaps out. We're going to take a machete.
Man Campbell's one of the great names ever.
Spencer said the Bills will beat the Packers in the Super Bowl and Stephon Diggs will be the Super Bowl MVP. I was wrong.
Took a shot.
And Bob B. said both the Packers and the Chiefs will win their respective games this weekend. And in the Super Bowl, the Packers will win with a combined plus minus, or I guess a combined over under over 60. So all of those. So none of those things can happen. Declan said the Packers and the Bills will win their respective championships.
Taking a shot.
A lot of shots down the
field.
There
was a time that back in the day that the league had a consolation game, Dex. So that would have been the consolation game.
That those teams would be playing like this weekend or something?
I think the Vikings played it.
I didn't know that existed.
That's terrible.
Until right now.
Oh, consolation games used to be for... I never understood why they existed.
That's
but
dumb.
They did.
When did they get rid of them?
Oh,
it's like a 70s thing?
The NFL got rid of them, I think, after maybe the merger. They might have got rid of them around the merger.
Okay.
But, I mean, like, high schools would... I mean, they still play... Why do you play consolation games?
I get that for high school.
But you've lost.
I get that for high school.
Let's teach kids. You are a loser. Go home.
Or that.
You don't get to do anything fun. You
no,
lost.
No, it's not fun to play the consolation game.
Well, it's fun to just play sports sometimes.
Yeah,
I know
man.
You don't like games, but...
No, if it doesn't mean anything,
just
go
be
home.
Active. Now, I do.
Active.
My
What's
dad
that?
Used to tell me that, like, way back in the day, the Pro Bowl was actually the winner of the Super Bowl would play, like,
yep.
a college all-star team or
yep.
something.
That's correct.
Can you imagine winning the Super Bowl and then your reward is you get to play another
you know
game
what?
Against
I think they
these college
it.
Kids?
I think back in the day they played it at the start of the next season.
Really?
So, like, it would be a college all-stars for the next season and the Super Bowl champion would play that team.
Super weird.
Or the champion, not Super Bowl at that time.
So here are this is early in the season here. Here are the stats. Declan and Judd both completing 50% of their predictions. No touchdowns yet across the board and no completions for the listeners or for myself. So, again, it's early. It's early. Just give us a second here. Let's get our guest.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Tyler, what's going on with you, man?
How's it going? Hoping to get the listeners' completion percentage up a little bit.
All right, like so yeah, so what kind of offensive system are you going to run here? Like, are you throwing screen passes? Or are you airing it out? What's your strategy?
I feel like I've got a couple tutty throws in me.
That's
just
okay.
Depends on how you guys judge them. One of them, I think is a for sure. Although I think it's my boldest claim.
Okay. All right.
Interesting.
So here's how this is going to work. We're going to start with Tyler, and then we're going to go Judd, Declan, back to me, Phil. We're going to make three trips around the room, three predictions each. They have to be quantifiable and at least loosely football related. So I think we're going to look to stretch the parameters of that, especially in the offseason.
Yeah.
Like if you've got a loose football prediction, we can make it work. So Tyler, what's your first prediction?
So I think that we've seen – the end of Tom Brady as an elite quarterback. Last game was the worst championship game I've seen from a quarterback since Case Keenum in the NFC Championship game a couple years ago. So I think the Chiefs win the Super Bowl by 14 plus points.
Wow. Wow.
I sort of like that.
Interesting.
Write it down.
Like,
I hope you're wrong for the sake of actually watching the game.
Oh, yeah.
But there are some passes that he throws now where you're like, oh, my God, what happened to that ball?
Yeah, he definitely,
exactly.
he'll just like, for like a quarter, he'll just short circuit and try and give the game away. He did, you know, he did it against the Vikings early and they couldn't take advantage.
Yep.
So, all right, Judd, your first prediction.
All right, my first, write that down for the football edition. Aaron Rodgers' last season in Green Bay will be the 2021 campaign.
Okay.
So he'll be back. But he won't be back after next season. So
I think you're on the board in Mackie and Judd. Write that down as all. It's sort of a hedge because I think you also have a prediction at some point long ago that this was that 2021 was going to be his last year.
Okay, and so. I will say this: Larry Brown will never coach him.
It's a parlay.
It's a parlay. Larry Brown will never coach Aaron Rodgers.
Don't put that on the parlay because otherwise we have to wait until Larry Brown.
No, yeah, good point.
To wait till he
Touché.
Dies.
I'm just kidding, Dex. So, yes, it's just the first part. Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers part.
All right, Declan.
All right. Patrick Mahomes will not win Super Bowl MVP.
Okay.
Say that. Patrick Mahomes will not win Super Bowl MVP.
So, like Travis Kelce or
Travis
something?
Travis Kelce or someone on the
That's
Bucks,
a good. That's a, yeah, that's good.
Will
yeah.
not win Super Bowl MVP.
I disagree, but I, that's
I won't
a good
specify
one.
Specify who wins the game. Just Pat Mahomes won't win Super Bowl MVP.
All right.
I'm proud of you. You're learning.
Thank you.
I'm going to go like pretty far from what Tyler's first prediction was here. The Chiefs' offensive line is ravaged, and I think a lot of people are just, and including me, like I'm praising them for having a bunch of seventh round picks and shuffling guys around, and you know they're coaching those guys up. And Pat Mahomes is mobile, and so it doesn't matter as much as if you're a non-mobile quarterback who's not as great as Pat Mahomes, right? But their offensive line is a disaster, and we all know, even though Mike Remmers has been good for them, Mike Remmers is going to be their starting left tackle. He hasn't played left tackle in any game since 2016. This is the Super Bowl against a really good pass rush. I think the real Mike Remmers, the one that we saw oftentimes with the Vikings, is going to make an appearance at an unfamiliar position. And so here's my parlay. Tampa Bay wins the Super Bowl, and because I want this to be a home run or a touchdown,
it's a touchdown
in this case, right?
Deep.
Mike Remmers will give up at least 5 pressures, according to Pro Football Focus, in that game.
Okay.
What I want to say here is that because the Chiefs' offensive line is ravaged, it's going to be more of a problem than people are saying, and the Bucs are going to take advantage. And so the Bucs are going to win, and Mike Remmers will give up at least 5 pressures, according to Pro Football Focus. It will be a problem.
Write this down.
All right, back to Tyler.
All right, so under contract for the 2021 season, the Vikings have 10 players who have formerly made a Pro Bowl with the Vikings. So that's Jefferson, Cook, Smith, Barr, Hunter, Thielen, Cousins, Rudolph, Ham, and Kendricks.
Ham, at least right. three CJ of them, Ham, that's right.
At least 3 of them will not be on the Minnesota Vikings for the 2021 season.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's fair. So Rudy for sure. Well,
Rudy
maybe not for sure.
Sure.
Maybe not for sure.
Rudy just told us he's worth every penny.
We actually have, we've got some Rudy quotes we're going to get to.
He's
after
worth every damn penny. I don't know what you're talking about.
Judd, your next prediction.
All right, hold on a second here. I got to flip to my screen with my predictions.
Judd only reads what's on the prediction prompter.
Yes. Burgundy. Yes. The Chiefs will cover whatever the spread is against the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. So
I think we should pick a, let's go take a sports book or something.
Yeah. Let's go day of game.
Okay.
And then you pick the sports book.
Okay.
I don't care what sports book.
Let's
is.
Go day of game, whatever is listed on the ESPN.com scores page.
Day of game and ESPN.com scores page. Perfect. Yep. Okay. But they will cover that spread.
Okay. And it should show up in like the box score afterwards too, which I guess is going to be on me to figure out because I'm the one that keeps
you
the,
do a lot of work
the master
on
sheet here.
So. Yep, exactly right.
So, okay. Back to Declan.
All right. Matthew Stafford will be traded to an AFC team. Matthew Stafford will be traded to an AFC team.
And shortly, I'm going to tell you exactly which one.
Oh, all right.
But before we do that, let Judd's all get here.
All right, next prediction.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Antoine Winfield Jr., so this is kind of a parlay. I'm saying he will play in the Super Bowl. He did not play in the AFC Championship game. But Antoine Winfield Jr. will force at least a turnover or a fumble in the Super Bowl. So I also want credit if he punches a ball out and they don't recover it. So he will force a turnover or a fumble in the Super Bowl. Write this down.
Okay, so it doesn't need to be, to be clear, it doesn't need to be recovered by the Buccaneers.
Oh,
so like,
God, I don't know why I even said that.
So like, no, that's what I said.
Oh, I thought.
I'm saying he will force a turnover
or a
fumble.
So like if Tyreek Hill fumbles, but the Chiefs get the ball back.
Yeah, I'm saying
that's still a fumble.
If Winfield punches it out,
so he'll just force a, okay.
Got it.
All right. Yep. No, I'm a veteran. Write that down, player.
I know you are, but no,
I actually thought Joe was going to go in a different direction. I thought you shouldn't have given him the help there.
No, I felt that I thought that he was saying that. So we
just
had
to clarify,
be clear. We just had to be clear. We are now.
He'll either intercept a pass or he will force a fumble, is what I'm saying.
Yep.
Now, where I'm leaving myself open is if he scoops up a fumble, but I am saying that he will be the reason for
that's
a turnover.
So an FF.
An FF.
A forced fumble.
FF
or,
in the box
or an interception.
All right.
You got it.
Yep. Write it down. You like writing things down.
Maybe I should include the FR, but I'm saying he's going to create a turnover.
The FR is a whole different thing.
It is.
Because if he FFs, there's no guarantee he FRs it.
Exactly. The FF, you get much more credit. The FR, anything can happen. Super random.
Yeah.
All right, back to Tyler, your final prediction.
All right, my final prediction is Dan Bailey will make 3 kicks in the playoffs next year for a team that is not the Minnesota Vikings.
Awesome. That's a home run. That's a touchdown. I mean.
It is, yeah. No, because you're saying that he's going to be on a different team. Like, that's a touchdown. That's a touchdown.
At least three. At least three.
Well, that's a clip off this show for sure. That's an awesome prediction.
Sure. So, Tyler, awesome work with your prediction. Since you have this platform here, gigantic, massive platform, would you like to thank anyone in your life that got you to this point?
Yeah, huge thanks. My mom used to take me to all the home games growing up, so huge thanks to her. Huge thanks to my fiance for putting up with my BS on game day when I'm pouting about the Vikings. That's about it.
Right on, man. All right, that is guest listener predictor Tyler. We'll get him on again.
See you, Tyler.
At some point.
Good stuff. I love that prediction.
All right, back to Judd.
Okay, so to pay off the prediction that Declan started with Matthew Stafford being traded to an AFC team, he will end up with the New England Patriots. So the AFC team in question, Matthew Stafford, the prediction is this. Matthew Stafford will end up with the New England Patriots.
So I love
And I should say in 2021. I should just to be clear.
For this upcoming season. Yeah.
But I didn't have
that. There could be even a scenario where he possibly goes somewhere else and he still ends up on the New England Patriots in a trade deadline, maybe.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So that prediction would stay on the board until the trade deadline.
Yep.
We've done that with a few things.
Yep.
There's actually a couple on the board. I can't remember what there's. But, I think there's like a hockey one or something.
But he makes a ton of sense with like the Colts potentially, right? Like there are teams.
Yeah.
But the Patriots, to me, like if you go there and you're good, you've got a chance.
And if you're Belichick, like I could see if somehow the guy that you love, number 2 on your quarterback draft board, slips to 15, then you draft him. But if you're Bill Belichick and you're almost 70 years old, you really want to deal with like Mac Jones first 2 years? I mean.
No,
I get that
he did it
with Brady, but he's going to want a veteran
quarterback. Yeah, but he's old now.
Yeah.
Belichick.
Write this down.
I'm with you.
All right, back to Declan, your final prediction.
All right, last prediction. The winning team in the Super Bowl will score at least 28 points.
Okay.
The winning team in the Super Bowl will score at least 28 points.
All right.
So no prediction from you yet, Dex, right?
No.
Okay.
No Super Bowl prediction, no.
Okay. And we can still make Super Bowl predictions next week, too.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There's more in the bag.
Yeah.
All right, final prediction of the week here. Write this down.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Bieniemy. I don't think he's going to get that Houston job. He interviewed for it, right? Did they finally interview him? All right.
Him and Les.
Eric Bieniemy will take over for Mike Zimmer as head coach of the Minnesota Vikings before the start of the 2022 league year.
All right. So before. So
basically within about a year or so.
In January of next year, basically, and he gets the job before March, whatever it is.
It makes so much sense. Yep. There's a Minnesota connection. I think the Wilfs love him and just love the work that he did with Adrian Peterson. Yes. And Rick Spielman probably does, too.
Yes.
From 07 through 2009. So.
And he deserves the opportunity. Like, absolutely. He just does. It's just, this is incredibly stupid. He's not getting a chance.
50s now, man. Yeah. I always thought of him, and like, he was in his 30s when he was here, and now he's like 51. So, all right, those are your Write That Down Football Edition predictions here with Mackie and Judd. And again, if you want to be part of the show, if you want to make your predictions, you can just send me a DM at Phil Mackie or Declan a DM at Dex's Tweets on Twitter, and we'll make it happen. We'll get you scheduled in. We're going to get to some Kyle Rudolph comments here in just a second that he made on Ben Lieber's podcast. I mean, like, I think we've all come to the conclusion that, like, oh, man, after seeing Irv Smith and Tyler Gronklin, I think Kyle Rudolph and that cap number, it's probably just a good time to say goodbye. Kyle feels a little bit differently. But before we get to that, Declan, what are you sipping on next weekend when the big game comes around the corner?
Oh, I can't wait. Corona Hard Seltzer and me are going to have a hell of a Super Bowl Sunday. It's going to be the best. There could be blackberry limes involved. There could be some cherries involved because it's the only seltzer made with those pure beach vibes. This month and every month throughout the year, discover Corona Hard Seltzer, which is a tasty spike sparkling water with a splash of natural fruit flavor that allows you to enjoy the moment. In each can, Corona Hard Seltzer has 0 carbs, 0 sugar, 90 calories, and is gluten-free. Relax responsibly. Corona Hard Seltzer, spiked sparkling water with natural flavors, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mm. Mm. All right, so
that sounds good there, Dex.
I highly recommend it. Get you in your seltzer game. I want, you know, Judd should review a seltzer.
I might give it a shot.
I want a Judd to review a seltzer.
Yeah, I mean, don't give a negative review to the Corona Hard Seltzer.
I want it filmed with the first sip. I want you to crack it open. I want the film review.
I think once you go into the seltzer game, I don't think there's any turning back for you.
Do you think I don't come out of it?
No, he does.
I think you'll find that it's lighter, it's more refreshing. Man. It beer puts on a little bit more weight. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to seltzer.
I have no problem with weight gain.
You look great.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just like Declan.
Me too.
I never gain a pound.
So
or 30.
Ben Lieber has a podcast, and he's been welcoming some of his old like football friends on the podcast.
Yes.
And Kyle Rudolph is one of them. I really think you've been harder on Kyle Rudolph than I have been. Like I think you're just ready for old Rudy to move on and the Vikings to get out from underneath the cap number. I'm ready to move on from the cap number too, but also respect the career that he's had here in Minnesota.
Sure, yeah.
You know, he's been really good for, 11 seasons or whatever it's been now.
Yep.
But it's very obvious to me that the two guys that are sitting behind him on the depth chart, Irv Smith and Tyler Conklin, are ready to fill his shoes, if not even improve upon what he... Now, he's a great, reliable red zone target. And I think he's got some of the stickiest hands in football, right?
But it's been great.
But in terms of dynamic plays, I'm just kind of ready for the next era to start here. And they're going to have to save some money. But what did he say on this podcast?
Okay, so I feel like before I read these quotes, I need to explain myself just a little bit. In my older age, this was partially true before, but the older I get, the more it bothers me. What really bugs me is an athlete who doesn't understand his importance exactly at that time. So, if you're a star, you're a star. That's awesome, right? But there seem to be a collection of people that stay in one place, and then they assume, I'm 31, but I'm still just as important. And it's like, no, you're not. It's your favorite term, Phil. Self-awareness, right?
Sure.
Be self-aware of where you're at. Because pro sports is brutal. And there comes a time where you just start to go off the cliff and you can't come back with, well, I'm still really important, right? So what bugs me about various Vikings players more so, not really Twins, I don't think, and has bugged me about Wild players is this, I'm still just as important. You know, you can't trade me. You can't really. It's like, hold on a second here, dude. This is pro sports. So anyway. I'll read the quotes, but
do you think Kyle's lacking some sports self-awareness?
I'm going to read you the quotes and confirm to you that what I believed is now 1,000% true.
Okay.
Okay. So as you said, that this comes from Ben's podcast, which I would personally call Air Your Grievances. That's a free thing too. You don't have to pay me. Air Your Grievances. So here is the quote. So it's three paragraphs. The first is basically him hemming and hawing about what his current predicament here is, okay? So I'm going to read you the last two graphs because those are the important ones. Kyle said, with that being said, I think I'm worth every dime of my contract. That doesn't mean that I'm used to my potential and I'm used to do what I do well. So it will be interesting over the next few months. Like I said, I have 3 years left on my contract. I don't want to go anywhere else. I've somehow become a pretty decent blocker because I've been forced to. It certainly wasn't something that I ever did well at any point in my career, maybe in high school because I was bigger than everyone else. But even then,
a pretty huge part of the job.
I just wanted to run around and catch balls. Early on last season, the writing was on the wall, he said. I saw where our offense was going. I had 7 or 8 catches in the first 6 games. It was just absurd. I was literally blocking all the time.
Wow. Can you read that last part again?
Early on last season, he said, the writing was on the wall. I saw where our offense was going. I had 7 or 8 catches in the first 6 games. It was just absurd. I was literally blocking all the time.
So he's not thrilled. I love the extra edge you gave his, his voice in reading those.
With that
quotes.
Being said, I think I'm worth every dime of my contract.
So,
which is the same act he pulled the last time that we talked about him possibly not being retained.
So two potential paths here, all right, as I see it. So Kyle going into next year, if he went in and played on the $9.4 million cap number that he's currently signed to, he would be the 8th highest paid player on the roster behind Kirk Cousins, Neil Hunter, Anthony Barr, Riley Reiff, Adam Thielen, Eric Kendricks, Harrison Smith, and Kyle Rudolph. So he would be one of the 8 highest paid players on the team. In terms of tight end salaries, average annual value, he is the 5th highest paid tight end in the NFL right now, behind George Kittle, Travis Kelce, Hunter Henry, Austin Hooper. And then you get to Rudy, who's
above Zach Ertz. He's above Darren Waller from the Raiders, who's been great.
Fantastic.
The last couple of years, and there's other guys on this list. So for him to be worth every penny of his contract, he has to be a top five tight end and a top eight player on this roster. Your thoughts on that notion? Like, is it that, man, if they just used him more and it's more of a scheme problem that he would be in that mix?
No, because they've got right now two younger players who I would play before him. I mean, Conklin did nothing to me to say that he is not an improved version and probably how Kyle played when he was in his 20s. Like, Tyler Conklin's a better player. Irv Smith is for sure. But, like, if you want the Kyle role, right, the role that he played, Tyler Conklin is better. And I don't know where he ranks on that list, but I'm willing to bet it's near the bottom.
In terms of salary?
Yeah, in terms of salary.
In the league?
But
oh, my God.
But I'm saying,
you scroll down.
But I'm saying he is a better tight end as a total package. Like, Irv Smith is a hybrid to me, receiver, tight end. Tyler Conklin is the blocking guy who can catch, who can run, who can jump. Yeah. I mean, these are a lot of things that Kyle can't do now. And look, he's older. I get that. But his quotes are ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't love
it bothers
the
me.
Lack of sports self-awareness here. Like, is there a spot for Kyle on a team as a player that gets used? Yes.
Not with this attitude, though. Like, the thing is, he went on his friend's podcast and said exactly what he really thinks privately, which is what he shares with the team.
Yeah. I mean, like, he basically said, I don't like doing the job that they're asking me to do.
It was ridiculous.
I feel like I am being underutilized and am a huge reason why we could maybe be even better as an offense.
Yes.
I don't watch Vikings games and think, well, this offense is good, but it could be elite if more Kyle Rudolph. I don't personally.
Yeah.
And I don't know that Mike Zimmer feels that way. I think if you were to look at this offense and say, boy, what can get it from good to elite? And if using the tight ends more was part of that discussion, I would say Irv Smith Jr. is the one that I would want to get the ball to more.
Correct.
Because he's the 22, 23-year-old who runs like a wide receiver and even showed some red zone prowess in chops this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, like Kyle Rudolph is not cooked by any measure. But he is also not a top five tight end the way that he's being paid. And he's not one of the eight most important players on this roster. And so if he wants to stick around, A, it has to be for a lot less money. But B, it's going to cut into Conklin and Irv Smith and those guys, too. Like, the Vikings have far more pressing needs than Kyle Rudolph at $9.5 million next year. You need a left guard. You need a defensive line then.
And I don't want him, under any circumstance, taking playing time from Smith or Conklin. And that's the problem. These quotes are indicative of how he really feels, which is not I'm the captain. If he was really the captain, which he prides himself on, if he was really that guy, okay, these quotes would say, we can do a lot of things. Irv Smith is emerging. I'm still an important blocker, and I would like to come back probably at a reduced salary in that role. But Ben, let me tell you right now, the most important thing is we got a special kid, and he wears 18. And if we don't find a way to incorporate him more, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Those are the quotes of somebody who might be slightly disgruntled with how the offense ran, but is a captain.
Yeah.
This is a guy who every time it comes up, because he gave quotes similar to this to Sid in 2019, when there was talk about the eventual restructure or contract that he signed, that were similar to this, which is, I'm not taking a pay cut. He told Sid that. He's basically saying it again. But the Vikings are now in a position where I would say this. We're not asking you to take a pay cut. You're gone, because we've got two guys that we can use. And personally, if you are a superstar, then these quotes, and you're not used correctly, then these quotes are fine. But I don't want someone who sells themselves as my offensive captain feeling this way about a team that needs to incorporate people who aren't named Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah. No, it's
like,
I think
does
it's
that
fair,
make sense?
I think it's fair criticism. I don't love the thing that actually rubs me the wrong way the most, and I know that he's talking to a friend and, like, you know, the tone of it wasn't like malicious or anything. I think he's just riffing off the cuff with a friend. But the thing that rubs me the wrong way is I don't like blocking. And I just like, look how much blocking they made me do in the first few games. Like, when I think of the first few games and guys that didn't get targeted enough, yes. How about the best wide receiver in the NFL that like was a non-factor in the first 2 weeks?
And why are we not talking about him?
Yeah. So I get his frustration in some ways because I think he looks back, and there are some years where I think he has a point. I think he looks back at his whole career, his decade with the Vikings, and thinks, you know what? Like, I could have had a 1,000-yard season. Like, I was good enough to be a 1,000-yard tight end, you know, at some point in my career. And to me, that point would have been more like when he was 26, 27, 28 years old. Mm-hmm. Could they have used him more in situations? Did they sometimes forget about him between the 20s? Yeah. Like, but also, does he have breakaway speed? Was he getting yards after the catch? No, not really. That's not the type of guy he is. I think he's looking back and thinking, man, I could be one of these guys that gets talked about more if I was used more in the offense. And he has a point sometimes, but not from this last season.
I feel like he thinks that at one point he was Travis Kelce, and I'm going to tell you right now, he never was. Like, he was a poor man's version of where this league was going. Gronk and Gronk's prime, right? Who was outstanding? Kelce, who is still great. I think Kyle sees himself because his body type looks like those guys. I think Kyle sees himself as being among those guys, and in watching him play, I've never felt that. He was a good player.
Good, not great.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I mean, he's a good player.
32 years old.
But but I mean, these quotes to me are if I'm the Vikings, they are all I need to say, you know what?
Yeah.
It's time.
It's also.
And go somewhere else and be successful if you can. That's fine.
It's odd timing, too, knowing that the Vikings, depending on where the cap lands, the Vikings are going to have to cut players just to get under the cap and then cut more to get under to a place where you can sign free agents. And he's like the number one guy that you would look at.
He clearly, like, this is now twice now in the last 3 or 4 years. He clearly thinks that if he goes on the record and says, I'm worth this, that the team will somehow, because they might like him personally or something, he thinks that they will sort of cave back into him. And they're not going to this time. They can't afford to. I mean, this cap is coming down.
They can save, by the way. So they still owe him, in terms of dead cap, $4.3 million. But they can save $5 million to the cap by just saying goodbye to Kyle going into the season.
Yep.
And I think that's the likely outcome here. And I don't personally think it has to be contentious. I think, man, you play 11 years with one team into your early 30s, that's a damn good run.
I was literally blocking all the time. You're a big old tight end. What did you expect to be asked to do?
All right, one more thing on this, because I'm just like hearing this again. His complaint is sort of our complaint, which is, my God, we run the ball way too much. Dalvin's great, but we need to be throwing the ball more and whatnot. And I agree with that. But the way that this comes off is so self-centered. It's like, instead of schematically for us to score more points, we need to just be more aerial with me too. But like Justin and Adam, it sounds like I just don't like blocking. And this is not what I like doing. Mm-hmm. Throw me the ball. So I don't think he's inherently like, you know, Terrell Owens or Keyshawn, just give me the damn ball. But it comes off that way in these quotes.
Yeah, and here's one more in which he was talking about his age and basically saying that he feels that he should be put in the box that we're trying to put him in now at the age of 33 or 34. His quote at the end is, but like I said, at 31, with how I feel physically, with knowing what I can still do, it's simply a lack of opportunities. In the past, I was the one getting red zone targets. I can't sign up for that again.
But Adam Thielen is just fine in the red zone too. And so,
but I'm saying
he's
got
a ton of touchdowns. You want him taken away from Thielen? Is that what he's saying?
He basically wants to come back on his contract and be used like a guy who's going to earn that as a pass catcher.
Yeah.
And I don't see how you can do that.
So, well, we'll see what happens. The league year. So, the league year is like the second week in March. Free agency opens up. The first day you can officially sign players is on St. Patrick's Day this year. Then there's like a 3-day tampering window beforehand.
I love the tampering window.
So we're less than 2 months away from NFL offseason activity, but there's going to be so many more quarterback musical chairs games being played. So we're going to get into a quarterback discussion probably now on tomorrow's show. The Rudolph comments popped up, and we did write that down today, but there's a lot more quarterback discussion to be had, too. Purple Daily, Phil Mackey, Judd Zolgad, Declan Goff. Thanks to everyone who has subscribed to our YouTube channel. And thanks to everyone who has given us a 5-star rating or a positive review on Apple and help spread the word about the show. Thanks, everyone.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today, we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.